nurse's voice. I can't see where it comes from. "Your mother has spoken to me about this girl, Billy. Apparently she was quite a bit beneath you. What would you speculate it was about her that frightened you so, Billy?"
"I was in love with her."
"I can't do nothing for you either, Billy. You know that. None of us can. You gotta understand that as soon as a man goes to help somebody, he leaves himself wide open. He has to be cagey, Billy. You should know that as well as anyone. What could I do? I can't fix your stuttering. I can't wipe the razor blade scars off your wrists or the cigarette burns off the back of your hands. I can't give you a new mother. And as far as the nurse riding you like this, rubbing your nose in your weakness till what little dignity you got left is gone and you shrink up to nothing from humiliation, I can't do anything about that either. At Anzio, I saw a buddy of mine tied to a tree 50 yards from me, screaming for water, his face blistered in the sun. They wanted me to try to go out and help him. They'd have cut me in half from the farmhouse over there. Put your face away, Billy. They kept filing past. It's like each face was a sign, like one of those I'm blind signs the Dago accordion players in Portland hung around their necks. Only these signs say, I'm tired, or I'm scared, or I'm dying of a bum liver, or I'm all bound up with machinery and people pushing me all the time. I can read all the signs. It don't make any difference how little the print gets. Some of the faces are looking around at one another and could read the other fellows if they could, but what's the sense? The faces blow past in the fog like confetti. I'm further off than I've ever been. This is what it's like to be dead. I guess this is what it's like to be a vegetable. You lose yourself in the fog. You don't move. They feed your body till it finally stops eating. Then they burn it. It's not so bad. There's no pain. I don't feel much of anything other than a touch of chill I figure will pass in time. I see my commanding officer pinning notices on the bulletin board. What we're to wear today. I see the U.S. Department of Interior bearing down on our little tribe with a gravel-crushing machine. I see Papa come loping out of a draw and slow up to try and take aim at a big 6-point buck springing off through the cedars. Shot after shot puffs out of the barrel, knocking dust all around the buck. I come out of the draw behind Papa and bring the buck down with my second shot just as it starts climbing the rim rock. I grin at Papa. "I never knew you to miss a shot like that before, Papa."
"Eyes gone, boy. Can't hold a bead. Sights on my gun just now was shaking like a dog shitting peach pits."
"Papa, I'm telling you, that Cactus Moon of Sid's is going to make you old before your time."
"A man drinks that Cactus Moon of Sid's, boy, he's already old before his time. Let's go gut that animal out before the flies blow him."
"That's not even happening now. You see, there's nothing you can do about a happening out of the past like that.